Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific if I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, people of the Lord. I use everything.
Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye people.
Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter
who or what we are, we must praise.
Gonna do No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's enter in this morning with all faith. Amen. Trusting God, amen, for a change on today, amen. We come to be changed on this morning. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit of the living God, that you would just have your way right now in this service. Touch every heart and mind of your children as we enter in with all faith, oh God, for you are our shepherd and we shall not want, oh God. We come leaning not to our own understanding, oh God, but trusting you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you would direct us and guide us and lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, amen. Father God, we come, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you, oh God, for restoring our soul. Hallelujah. And those in our family, Lord, we thank you for every breath that we've taken, every beat of our heart right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you as you for the God that kept us, oh God. Hallelujah. It's not us that have kept ourselves, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we come to be changed, oh God. Oh, Lord, make us more like you, oh God. Do a new thing in us, forth and to us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We exalt your name above all names, oh God, for there's no one greater than you, oh God. Lord, we come humbling ourselves right now, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and forgiven. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and provision. Hallelujah. We confess and repent of all our sins, known and unknown sins, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. According to 1 John 1:9, we decree and declare that every word that comes out of our mouth as we pray today must be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we bind, rebuke any demon that will, hallelujah, that tries to steal our finances, our support, our joy, our peace, our happiness, our health, amen, that you have given to us. And we command you demons to let go of all that God has given us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, release the hallelujah. We declare the hallelujah blessed upon our life, that make it rich and add no sorrow, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, you loose your hold right now. Devil, we command you to let go of our finances, let go of our family members and loved ones right now, and our support, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind and rebuke any demon that will try to come up against our support and possessions, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare, when the Son is set free, is free indeed. So now we proclaim, hallelujah, in the past of you, devil, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua, that you must now restore to us all that have been stolen, amen, from us, including our health, our relationships, our finances, our possession, our property, and everything else. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we know that you are behind all of this, because it is written in John 10:10, that the thief come not but, hallelujah, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Living Father, God, we're not asking you for any of this, because you've already given it to us. We do ask so for you, hallelujah, to please dispatch your holy warring angels, to go and to make sure that the devil returns everything that he and his demons have been, hallelujah, that has been stolen from us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I love it. Please bring back them right now, in Jesus Christ's holy name. This, hallelujah, that we may restore our stewardship to the glory of your Son, Jesus Christ. We receive the anointing of restoration right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command total restoration of all things that we have lost, in Jesus Christ's holy name. We retrieve it back right now from the hands of the enemy, of anything of our possessions that we have knowingly and unknowingly misplaced, in the name of Jesus Christ. We uproot and destroy from our lives every obstacle to our midst, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break in pieces every horn, scattering our blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. We destroy every hedge that the enemy has put over our blessings to prevent us from receiving it, in the name of Jesus Christ. In this lifetime, every evil power holding back our prayers, for the answers to our prayers, I command you to be bound in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every shadow of darkness that the enemy has cast over us to prevent our prosperity, our job, our business, our contracts, our promotions, our breakthrough from locating us, I remove it by fire, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare total destruction upon every evil that is now never to release to us anything that God has destined for us.
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break in peace every covenant of every curse, obstructing divine restoration in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. With the holy blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shatter every covenant that gives the enemy the upper hand, to take from us the blessing that God has given to us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every household wickedness eating up the blessing God Almighty has bestowed upon our life and family, we destroy you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names. Amen. We destroy by power, hallelujah, by fire. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. All the horns aside to scatter our prosperity, our family, our business, our possessions. In the name of Jesus Christ, we demolish every stumbling block on our way to success, promotion, and victory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every good thing that God has destined for us, but isn't in the possession of the enemy, we command it to come to us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, please remove, hallelujah, any evil that's sitting on our blessings, our miracles, our breakthrough, our prosperity, our time, our job and our good health, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our blessing and possession to come to us right now for whatever they are. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all our possessions in the spiritual realm, we release them into the physical fire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you open up the channels of our spirit right now, that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us today. Lord, help those who God, all that we love and concerned about. And we thank you, Heavenly God, for your ever-present help and to help us on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, turn the wicked off the land, that we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. And enjoy this life in peace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let us, hallelujah, Lord, set us free from every evil spirit that is trying to program negative thoughts into our mind. Set us free, oh God, from every spirit trying to restrict and cap our life by influencing our mindset. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, please remove every negative mindset right now. Every negative seed that's been planted by the enemy, whenever it was planted. Lord, I pray that you will break down every barrier everywhere that the devil has set up because of situations that the devil calls to happen in our lives. Let us be set recompleted, Lord God. Let there be a total deliverance from past mindsets, from limitations and barriers being set up in our minds. And if it's the barriers of sickness and disease, amen. And if it's the barriers around us, and we thank you right now that the barriers are coming down and we are making progress, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for total deliverance. Lord, remove every barrier that any evil spirit is causing us not to progress in goodness. Oh, Lord, set us free completely, Lord God. Remove every barrier that you did not set up, Heavenly Father. Lord, hallelujah, let us receive a miracle today. A miracle being free, amen. A miracle being set free by the power of the shit born in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may obtain right now mercy and find grace to help us in times of need, amen. Oh, Lord, have your way. Holy Spirit, move on us right now. Hallelujah. We put on us right now the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us and protects us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we take the shield of faith. And we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. And we take the, hallelujah, the sword of the spirit with the word of God. And we sever all ties of the enemy. Anything that's attached to us or hold us, or those in our family, all that we love, we cut it loose right now. We cut them loose. We cut ourselves loose from every stronghold, strong man and messenger of Satan. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare the power that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Calling in this power and authority. It is you, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, who has given us the power and authority to decree a thing and it shall be established in this earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your light so shine, oh God, for us. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, you call us out of darkness. Amen. And we declare the power that we will not go back. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for you called us by name, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that when you made us, Lord God, you made us perfect, Lord God. But the Bible says that he has created everything, that he has made everything beautiful in his time. We thank you, Lord God, for the set time that you have for your children. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you bless us all with long life, that we will grow wise and we will grow stronger in the Lord, oh God, that we will grow like Moses, oh God. But the Bible said that his natural, hallelujah, vision did not diminish. And we decree the pattern over our life today, amen. We decree the pattern Psalm 91 over to, hallelujah, those in our family to protect us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name right now that you will command the host of heaven to destroy the work of the devil in our city, in our country, oh God, in our region. Hallelujah. We command the host of heaven to pull down every stronghold, every high place of Satan in our city right now and in our country. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, gather the enemy and rip them up. Polarize them. Rip them. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, throw them down and crush them. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. We come against every, hallelujah, every hindering spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit of lust and perversion, every spirit of destruction and addiction, every spirit of death, every spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of frustration, every spirit of distraction, every spirit of sickness, disease, of hate, pain, discomfort, infirmity, and affliction and virus. We come against the spirit of, hallelujah, of destruction. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression, fear and pride, self-righteousness, self-pitiness, self-criticalness. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, every spirit of poverty, lust, and death. And we command you to cease your works and die of your wounds and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We command the spirit of accuser of the brethren, every jealous spirit, amen, and every competitive spirit. We command you to cease your works and die of the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And every spirit that's operating in us, or those in our family, or in our bloodline, we command you to cease your works and die of the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We just bring the past victory on today, amen, hallelujah, and we receive it, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the fact that we're blessed and we can never be cursed, amen, and that we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord, that we are blessed, amen, hallelujah, going out and coming back in. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy, and those in our family and all that's on the line today, amen, and your children around this world, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, and all that we're looking to turn about, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and every vehicle or form of transportation we may take on today, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over and in and round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, hallelujah, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread up, everywhere the tires of the vehicle may tread up, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, and we declare in the crap of blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, right? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us, amen, from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen, that makes all things new. That we can decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of heaven that we are a new creation in Christ, that the old man has passed away and the new man has come. Hallelujah. And we stand today. Hallelujah. And that we've done all to stand, knowing that you, Father God, are with us always. And we just want to say thank you. Glory to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you for answering prayers this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have kept your warring angels around us to protect us, amen, from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. We thank you, Lord God, that even though the enemy may come in one way, he'll flee in seven different directions. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Right now, God, help us over there, God. Lord, reveal to us, oh God, if there be any wicked way in us, Lord God, let it be exposed right now and take it out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we ask and pray, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that it is done, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We lift up our mother on today. We lift up our brothers and sisters and our children on today. And we just want to say thank you for keeping. Thank you for keeping, Father God. Oh, Lord, for you've done it all, oh God. So we can decree the sound right now that it is done, that it is finished. You didn't leave anything unfinished. So we thank you for the finished work on the cross when you said, it is finished. And you gave up the ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost.
We bless your name, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Just thanking God. I tell you, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? But I thank God that he is on my side. Amen. Welcome, welcome this morning. God bless everyone that's here in Sunday service this morning and all that's in your house. Amen. Pastor Manning and I, we are traveling, and so we won't be on long this morning. We do apologize. We had to come out here and be with our mother, and we're just excited by having the time to spend with her, celebrating her, and being amongst family. So we're traveling, so we ask that you all will continue to pray for us as we travel the road to and from and get back home. So we just thank God. We want to come on this morning and give a word from God. And come on now, we have Brother Joe Washington that's on this morning. We ask Brother Joe Washington to bless us in song, and then the word will go forth this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you.
Yes, good morning.
You
I'm just so glad to be back
morning.
With y'all. Oh, yes, I
Amen.
Always keep a song on my heart for you. You know, God is good.
Amen.
I say, continue to bless my family and your family and all our family. And Lord, give y'all traveling mercy. You know, God is able. Do Lord, Lord, remember me. Do Lord, Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, Lord, remember me. Do Lord, Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, Lord, remember me. Oh, do Lord, remember me. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? Oh, my Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? Oh, sinners will be running on that great day. Lord, sinners will be running on that great day. Oh, sinners will be running on that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? Oh, my Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. My Lord is getting us ready for that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? Oh, sinners will be running on that great day. Lord, sinners will be running on that great day. Oh, sinners will be running on that great day. Lord, who shall be able to stand? God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Uncle Joe. We love you. We thank God for you. May God continue to use you mighty. May God pour into you every virtue that left your body. Amen. May you go forth in the Lord and every battle before you is already won. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you.
Hey,
Pastor Manny said if he didn't know any better, he would think you had a whole choir there with you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome this Sunday. We welcome you with the love of Christ. We are the Gospel Public Ministries, and we are traveling. Amen. We're the traveling ministry.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we have a song selection, and we'll be right back here with you. A short song here, and we'll bring the word forward. Amen. Like I said, we won't keep you long because we're traveling. We definitely want to give you a word that will carry you on. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That song right there. Hallelujah. Amen. Give me a moment, church. I'm coming. Amen.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise, church. Amen. Come on and come on. If you come to receive on today, just go ahead and shout thank you right now. Just thank God right now. Hallelujah. Thank God for the change. Thank God for the blessing, the favor, the protection. Just thank God right now because he's able to do all things but fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning. I'll be bringing the word forth today with the Holy Spirit leading and guiding. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I come, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that I may be used from you, oh God. I surrender all over to you, oh God, for all belongs to you. My life belongs to you. Reign over this message, oh God, on today in the name of Jesus Christ, that all that have an ear will be able to hear and all, hallelujah, a heart to comprehend what you are saying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Anoint my mouth, oh God, to speak your word, oh God, to speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost as this word go forth, oh God, that there will be no misleading or misguiding, oh God, but they will truly be able to understand and receive, oh God, what you're saying to each one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. It will be a help in this life, oh God, that we'll live a life according to your will and plan, oh God, surrendering all, withholding nothing, oh Lord. So I ask that you open up the channels of our spirit, oh God, so that all can receive on today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that be a downloading on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Today we're using in a time of need, oh God. And, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, and that they will decree and declare your word, oh God, and know that they're already overcomers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That they will remember today who they are and the power that they possess that you have given us in the name of Jesus Christ. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, as I decrease that you may have all the increase in me, oh God. Oh Lord, have your way right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, go, hallelujah, go and touch right now. Go and touch and move in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that will block us from receiving on today, I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command every unteachable spirit to die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against the spirit of confusion right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Every speaking spirit from the camp of Satan, I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare victory over this message on today. And I thank you for it, Lord. I give it all over to you, oh God. Let thy will be done, oh God. Hallelujah. Let thy kingdom come right now. Let us receive our daily bread that we may be healed, oh God, and be able to give freely to others as you are giving freely in this word on today. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The message today is what victory looks like over the enemy. Amen. What victory looks like over the enemy. When you make a decision, I am going to stand on the word of God. I am going to operate according to the will of God for my life. I'm going to operate according to the spirit and not of the flesh. This is what victory looks like over the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in James 4 and 7 that therefore submit to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. So when I bring this word today, what victory looks like over the enemy, so that we can bring that remembrance to the church, because we are the church, to understand what victory looks like over the enemy. Amen. Because, see, the enemy is speaking, and he's trying to recruit you to do his will. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's a will of God, and hallelujah, that God has given us our own will. But God wants to see if you will do his will, when you let his will be done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to understand that God has a plan for all of us, amen, and it's to give us an expected end, amen, a hope in the future. And we know the works of the enemy is to kill, steal, and destroy us. I want us to really understand today what victory looks like over the enemy. When we talk about the word of victory, when you Google victory or when you go to the Webster Dictionary, it says victory is an act of defeating an enemy or opponent in a battle, game, or other competition. Victory can be defined as an overcoming or winning in a competition or a struggle over an opponent or a difficult problem. My Lord, my God. If you go up in church, amen, to the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 26 is where I'll be reading from out of the New King James Version. Again, that's Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 24. The Bible says in the New King James Version in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 24, it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law.
Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, and separate ambitions and dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. If we, hallelujah, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk also in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. I want us to understand, church, what victory looks like over the enemy. When we are operating according to the fruit of the Spirit, we're operating in love and joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. This is what victory looks like over the enemy. When we're operating according to the fruit of the Spirit, which is of God, amen, we are overcoming, hallelujah, the enemy. But the Bible tells us, hallelujah, when we're operating, hallelujah, according to the flesh, that there's adultery, there's fornication, there's uncleanness, there's lewdness, there's idolatry, there's sorcery, there's hatred, there's contention and jealousy, and outbursts of wrath and self-ambition and dissensions and heresy and envy and murders and drunkenness and rivalries and the alike. Hallelujah. But when, hallelujah, we're operating according to the Spirit, amen, when we're walking in the Spirit, hallelujah, the Bible says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the flesh. So as long as we're walking according to the Spirit, amen, hallelujah, we are victorious over the enemy. And this is what victory looks like over the enemy. Hallelujah. See, if your desire is to have qualities, listen in hearing the Bible in the scripture of 22 and 23, then you know that the Holy Spirit is leading you. See, at the same time, be careful not to confuse your subjective feelings with the Spirit's leading. See, being led by the Holy Spirit involves the desires to hear, the readiness to obey God's word, and the sensitivity to discern between your feelings and his promptings. Live each day controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, this is what victory looks like over the enemy. Hallelujah. See, then the words of Christ will be in your mind, and the love of Christ will be behind you, behind your actions, and the power of Christ will help you control your selfish desires. This is what victory looks like over the enemy. Hallelujah. 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 When you surrender your will over to God. See, Apostle Paul in verse 17, when he said in verse 17, he says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. How many times is something that, hallelujah, we aim to do, we wish to do, but God, because the Spirit that is dwelling in us, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will convict us to do what is right. See, this is what victory looks like over the enemy. See, a lot of times we know the prophet of the Holy Spirit will say, son, daughter, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't go there. But we decide, I'm going to go anyway. But I want you to understand, when you decide to yield to the Holy Spirit of God, this is what victory looks like over the enemy. See, Paul in verse 17 describes the two forces conflicting with us, the Holy Spirit and the flesh, which is our evil desires, our inclinations that stem from our bodies. See, Paul is not saying that, Apostle Paul is not saying that these forces are equal. See, the Holy Spirit is infinitely stronger. But if we rely on our own wisdom, hallelujah, but we will make wrong choices, amen? See, if we're trying to follow the Spirit by our own human effort, we will fail. See, our only way to freedom from our evil desires is through the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 My God, my God. This is what victory looks like over the enemy. Hallelujah. The Bible says in James, hallelujah, and I say this again, therefore submit to God and resist the devil and he will flee. See, when we have made a decision that I'm going to let God's will be done, amen, that I'm not going to turn back, that I'm not going back, not for a minute or a moment. When we look at verse 19, and it tells us now the works of the flesh, it gives us a breakdown of what the works of the flesh is. See, we all have evil desires. You may not want to admit it to anyone else, and not even to yourself, because you're saying, I'm in Christ, and I'm a child of God. And you don't want to admit that sometimes I have these evil desires. Sometimes I will to do what's wrong when I know what's right. Sometimes I say things I shouldn't say when the Holy Spirit has already told me, don't say that, don't do that, don't go there. But see, we can be honest with our own self. I'm not even talking about being honest with somebody else. When you can be honest with self.
Yeah.
We all have evil desires, and we can't ignore them. See, and in order for us to follow the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's guidance, we must deal with them decisively. We must crucify them. Amen. See, these desires include obvious sins such as sexual immorality and sorcery. See, they also include less obvious sins such as hatred and selfish ambition and unforgiveness and envy. See, those who ignore such sins or refuse to deal with them reveal that they have not received the gift of the Spirit that leads to a transformed life. Amen. When you receive the Holy Spirit, there's transformation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand, church, what victory looks like over the enemy. What victory truly looks like over the enemy. The Bible tells us in 1 John 5:4 that for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith in the one that he sent. Hallelujah. And our faith to believe that he is who God sent to save us. Our faith that knowing that, hallelujah, that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Our faith in knowing that the battle is already done. It's already won. Amen. So, hallelujah. The faith that it's already done, that it is finished. Hallelujah. That there's no unfinished work. When Christ came, he did it all. He took it all to the cross and he nailed it to the cross. Amen. Every sin of this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. And I'm going to be wrapping up here, church, here soon. We don't have a lot of time, but I just thank God for the word. When we look at, hallelujah, we know the story of Joseph and his brothers. And I want to take us down just for a moment here, hallelujah, in the book of Genesis. When we talk about what victory looks like over the enemy. He's waiting to see. He's waiting to see if he's going to get you. He's waiting to see if you're going to turn aside. He's waiting to see. But when we look at the story of Joseph, hallelujah. See, what Joseph did, when we look in verse 50, Genesis 15 through 21, the Bible says, and I'm going to just go down here to 19. It says that Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I am in the place of God. But as for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your loved ones." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. See, this is what victory looks like over the enemy. When the one who, hallelujah, who set up, who decides to come to kill you, to destroy you, amen, sold you to slavery, amen, but you decided, no, it ain't by your doings, but the will of God for my life to be able to save you, and the ones that their enemies that set out to hurt you and harm you, you comfort them. This is what victory looks like over the enemy. Where you can say, yeah, I know what you said. I know how you drug my name through the mud. I know what you set out to kill me, to take me out, but I'm still going to love you. I see you hungry. I'm going to give you something to eat. I see you thirsty. I'm going to give you something to drink. I see you don't have nowhere to lay your head. I'm going to give you a place to lay your head. Yeah, I know what you did, but don't worry. Because what you did, what you set out for evil, God meant it for good. Yeah, I can get back at him, but this is what victory looks like over the enemy. When you decide, I'm going to do the will of God. When I don't want to give, but I'm going to give.
Yeah.
This is what victory looks like over the enemy. When I don't want to forgive, and everybody's looking for you, they see the enemy is waiting for you to fall. He's waiting for you to cut off your brother and sister. He's waiting for you to, you know, go against him. what God is saying. But God is calling, yeah, it looks foolish to everybody else. I ain't going to let nobody do me like that. And then you still going to help them? You mean, why are you hugging them? Why are you comforting them? Don't you remember what they did? The enemy is trying to always remind you of your past, remind you what somebody did. But when you stand on the word of God, when you let the will of God be done for your life, amen, this is what victory looks like over the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on today, amen. We thank God on today, amen. You have it all. You have all that it takes, amen, to overcome the works of the devil. You have it all because you're already more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 to 12, and as I wrap up here in the next 5 minutes, church, I ask that you bear with me. The Bible says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way to escape that you may be able to bear it. I want to understand, church, in a culture filled with moral depravity and sin and inducing pressures, Apostle Paul gave strong encouragement to the Corinthians about temptation. He said, one, wrong desires and temptation happen to everyone. So don't feel you've been singled out. And two, others have resisted temptation, and so can you. And three, any temptation can be resisted because God will help you resist it. God helps you to resist this temptation, amen? And to reckon, one, to recognize those people in situations. This is how God helps us, and that gives you the trouble, amen? And two, to run from anything you know is wrong. This is God helping. And three, he choose to do only what is right. And four, pray for God's help. And five, seek friends who love God and can offer help when you are tempted. Running from a tempting situation is your first step on the way to victory. This is what victory looks like over the enemy. That the enemy has sent to tempt you, to draw you in when you resist that temptation and say, I'm going to run. As far away as I, sometimes you just got to run from a situation. Sometimes you got to just hang up the phone on a situation that you can tell that's trying to draw you in. It's trying to draw you in. You got to say, let me hang up. I need to delete this. I need to get this far away. Let me jump in my car and go. This is what victory looks like over the enemy. You have the ability. You have the ability. The Bible tells us in the book of John, And like I said, I wrap up here, and I'm just thankful for the word because this is doing the work in me right now. Amen. It's doing the work in me. I have to remember that I have all I need to be able to resist the work of the enemy. Amen. You know, that thing that I used to fall for, I ain't falling no more for it. Amen. I made a decision, though. I made a decision right here on today. I understand what victory looks like to the enemy, what victory, hallelujah, over the enemy looks like. Amen. The Bible says, in the book of John 8:10, Jesus forgives an adulterous woman. He said, when Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? Verse 11 says, she said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. This is Jesus. What they thought he was going to do. You know, they came accused, and they came, look, Lord, what you going to do? This woman was caught in adultery. God, what you going to do? He said the first one, have, without sin, cast the first stone. See, this is what victory looks like over the enemy. He didn't condemn her. He said, sin no more. Go and sin no more. As I wrap up here in Matthew 27:50-54, with the subject and the topic of victory, what victory looks like over the enemy. Jesus, I want you to picture Jesus in the desert for 40 days fasting, resisting the devil. Jesus on his way to the cross. Jesus on the cross. Jesus when he gave up the ghost, amen, and he said it is finished. This is what victory looks like. And before we leave here today, I want to wrap up in Matthew 5:46. God bless everyone. God bless everyone. He had an ear to hear and a heart to comprehend the word of God on today.
The Bible says in Matthew 5 and 46, hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 5 and 46, for if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collector do the same. Therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. My thing is this, church. It's easy to love that is lovable. It's easy to help someone that's helped you. It's easy. But can you do it? Can you still love those that's not lovable? Can you forgive the unforgiving? Can you? Because this is what victory looks like over the enemy. This is what victory looks like over the enemy, church. When we look at this last scripture in Matthew, how can we be perfect? One in character. In this life, we cannot be flawless, but we can aspire to be as much like Christ as possible. Two in holiness, like the Pharisees, we are to separate ourselves from the world's sinful values. But unlike the Pharisees, we are too to be devoted to God's desires rather than our own and carry his love and mercy into the world. And three, in maturity, we can't achieve Christ-like character and holy living all at once. But be humble, but we must grow toward maturity and holiness. And four, in love, we can seek to love others as completely as God has loved us. Amen? This is what victory looks like over the enemy. God bless you. God keep you. And everyone on today, the doors of the church is open.
Thank you. We thank you, Father, for this blessed word. Amen. If there is one who you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and you heard this word today, and this is your heart's desire, is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But will you press one today? I thank God that we have an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ into our life, being our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thank God for the opportunity for salvation. Don't realize, you know, that salvation is the opportunity for you to be all that was prayed about and preached about today. Victorious in every single area, even over death. Who imagine that? Having it all. Some of us right now are in a place to where we're looking for it. We're looking for it all. We may even be looking for it some. But this is that place right here. This is that place. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, will you press one? If there's something that you're in need of prayer of, there's something you want to bring to God, this is an opportunity to bring to God. Bring it all to the altar right now while you still have time. Nobody knows the time of the day. Apostle Tyonique and I, we went to a funeral of one of our dear friends just yesterday. One of our cast members, dear friend of mine. So you don't never know whether he was a young man, just barely made 40 years old. You don't know when it's going to be your last moment, be your last breath, your last time. You don't know. So if that's something that you want to pray about, see, this is an opportunity to come to God and pray about things that you don't even know about. And I thank God for the opportunity to even pray about things that I don't know about. Some things that we don't have to face. Most things we would not have to face. Now, things that are prophesied, you know, in the Bible, you know, we will face them, but we will face them in victory. But there are things that we do not have to face because we have Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit. We have his word. We have God's promise. We have in the name of Jesus in our mouth. We have the opportunity to pray because we are a part of salvation, God's promise, his salvation, what he promised us. Whether you're coming praying for something that is concerning you, still come. Whether you're coming praying for something that is concerning your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, friend, family member, co-worker, you still have the opportunity to pray. We get to pray. And every single thing that we pray about, we know that it shall come to pass, because the Bible tells us the prayers of the righteous avail much. Hallelujah. So we have what we say. Amen. Will you press one? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Tyler, we would be honored to disciple you. We're just going to love you like the Holy Spirit shows us how to love you. And that's through his eyes, through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, through the eyes of Jesus Christ. Will you press one? My Lord. We thank you, Father God, for every single body that came, that heard your word go forth today. We thank you, Father God, for those that had a desire to come, but maybe they couldn't make it. We pray, Father God, that your word, that it take root inside of every single heart. And your word, Father God, that not only did it take root, but it grow down. And when you tell it to, Father God, it grows us up. We grow up. We mature in you, in Christ Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single person, every single family member and friend, whether they're on the East Coast or the West Coast, whether they're North or South. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all of your people, whether they belong to you, whether they don't belong to you, because we know, Father God, that your blood, it stands between us and the house of Satan. And we thank you, Father God, that you have covered us in your blood. And we are protected. We are the victorious one through Christ Jesus. We are more than overcomers. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We say all is well with us. All is well with us and our house. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody, let's give God some glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. God bless every single one. We thank y'all for coming here. Apostle Tyler and I, we are on a mission, on assignment, you know, with our mother here today. So we're going to go ahead on and close out. We thank y'all for coming to service. Don't let the word of God be stripped from your mind. Don't let the word of God be stripped from your heart. Don't let people who are agents of Satan or workers of or evildoers take your mind off of heavenly things, godly things. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. We love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. No matter how hard we try, remember, church, remember this, if you don't remember anything, God loves you, and it ain't nothing about you that he don't love. Remember that Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, and may God keep you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
me.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you.
One
fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.